Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Joseph Curl from West Valley City, Utah.
Where? West Valley City?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's in the West Valley.
Yeah, it's west of Salt Lake, if you've heard of that.
I've heard of Salt Lake. We've been to Salt Lake a couple of times.
I know. I wanted to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. You couldn't make it, huh?
No.
Well, you're here with us in spirit now.
All right.
Hey. Welcome to the show, Joseph. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Joseph's topic?
Deep fat fryers in the news.
That most essential appliance of American cuisine, the deep fat fryer, is often blamed for our troubles, even as it soothes them with its golden crusted products. But this week we heard a story in which a deep fat fryer played an essential role in a significant, maybe even historic, drama. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories involving a deep fat fryer, only one of which is true. Pick that true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I am.
All right, first up, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Ben Franklin may have been the architect of his own demise as well as one of the Constitution of the United States. Franklin, history's most famous statesman and inventor, is, of course, known for inventing bifocals, early experimentation with electricity, and the Franklin stove. But researcher Cole Jorgen has recently discovered that he was also a frontrunner in the culinary art of deep fat frying. Franklin used a deep, deep iron pot to fry many of his foods long before Americans had a taste for such heavy foods, and there's some evidence that he may have exported his idea to France as well. Franklin deep-fried sausage and dough, and some of his French female admirers enjoyed his gifts of heart-shaped fried dough dipped in honey. Sweet Bens, they were called. Sketches, statues, and the $100 bill don't really do Mr. Franklin justice, says Jorgen. He had become quite a large guy in the end. During the writing of the Constitution in Philadelphia, he required bearers to carry him up and down the stairs, and it was hard to gain that kind of weight on typical colonial foods. He may have actually launched the obesity epidemic. He certainly got grease on the furniture.
The discovery that Ben Franklin himself may have been the first man to deep fat fry his foods. Next up, let's hear from Richard Roper.
Senator John McCain and President Bush have had their differences over the years, including an incident involving a vital piece of cookware known as, yes, the turkey fryer. Recently, though, with McCain eyeing a presidential bid in 2008, the two men have forged a bond. They've become hug buddies. McCain has praised Bush on the Sunday morning talk shows. Bush even has a nickname for McCain. He calls him Johnny Mac. Sometimes that presidential creativity is really breathtaking. But there's still an unresolved promise hanging over this newfound friendship. During the 2004 presidential campaign, McCain visited Bush at his Texas ranch and suggested the president try cooking turkey with, yes, a turkey fryer. But according to the New York Times, McCain apparently forgot about his promise until White House aides started calling McCain's office repeatedly, saying the president was still waiting for his turkey fryer.
A turkey fryer may be causing a rift between McCain and Bush. Your last story of a fryer later playing a significant role in history comes from Roy Blunt.
Had it not been for a deep fat fryer, British Prime Minister Tony Blair would never have been born. So says his father, Bert, this week in the tabloid Daily Mail. Now, Carl should actually be doing this. I may not get the accent, but... My mates and I had been fishing and caught a few and drunk a few pints, and my friend Charlie says, come round to the flat. I have this new American cooker, and we'll fry them up right fresh. Fires up this cooker. It's full of bubbling, melted fat. And right fresh, I'll say, we were frying them alive. Kindest way, really. And one of the fellas says, here, let's throw in the eel. We caught an eel. And when the eel hit the oil, the cooker was thrown over, and we're sliding, going thump against the wall and shouting and stepping on hot fish and pursuing the eel. And there's a banging on the door, and I'm closest, so I open up, and there's a young lady from next door to complain of the hubbub, you see. And that's when I first saw my life's love and the mother of the future PM. And her first words to me, she looked at that lightly fried, thoroughly agitated eel, which I had a hold of for the moment, and she says, bloody hell.
So here are your choices. Either was it that Ben Franklin may have invented and even died from a deep fryer, that a deep fryer is the source of a possible rift between McCain and President Bush, or that a deep fat fryer was in fact the reason that Tony Blair is on this earth in Running Great Britain Today? Which of these is the real story of a deep fat fryer in the news?
Well, I scoured all the news I could on all the websites, and I didn't come across any of those, so I think I'll have to go with Roy's story about Tony Blair.
Really? You're going to choose Roy's? Why?
I don't know. It sounds the most crazy.
There you go. It often works. Let's see if it does this time. We spoke to somebody familiar with this important interjection of deep fat fryers into the news.
They were at the president's ranch in Texas, and McCain started talking about cooking turkey in a turkey fryer and how he had to get it. And apparently he said, "I'll be sure to get you one, Mr. President." And then a couple of weeks later, McCain's staff started getting phone calls from the president's office asking where his turkey fryer was.
Glad to know what's on the president's mind. That was Adam Nogurny, national political correspondent for the New York Times, talking about McCain's deep fryer that he eventually, yes, did give to the president. I'm sorry, Joseph, but as you can now see, Richard had the real answer.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, too, Joseph. We should have had Carl do it. Then it wouldn't have sounded so crazy.
I think that you're just another victim of Roy Blunt's seductive prose, ultimately. Yeah. You did earn a point for him, but you did not win our game. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I'll try again.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Please do. Try again.